Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We are on Daf Top of Nun Hey on the second line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Here we go. So it says, B'chol Makom, Talmud Chacham should act in a better way, in a more stringent way, and not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Gamliel said, everyone should try to be a Talmud Chacham in this regard. Try to make yourself into a Talmud Chacham. Don't go to work on Tisha B'Av. Right? Talmud Chacham, not going to go to work on Tisha B'Av. You should make yourself like a Talmud Chacham in this regard. So, Lememra, you mean to tell me, Dor Shem Gamliel, Savar, Lo Chai Shin, Liuhara, we're not Shoshesh, that someone's going to think, well, you think you're a Talmud Chacham? You? Not going to work on Tisha B'Av? Who do you think you are? We don't Choshesh for that. And the Rabbanan Savar, we are Choshesh for that. Therefore, if you're not a Talmud Chacham, don't act like you are. And go to work. The problem is, that's fine, they can hold like that. We have the exact opposite machlokas in brachas. Titnan, it says over there, chasan, a chasan, emir to liquors kriyashma, lala rishona kori. If you want to read kriyashma the first night, go right ahead, the first night you get married. The last thing on your mind, the first night you get married, is kriyashma. Right? But if you're such a tzaddik, that you can have the thoughts of kriyashma, go right ahead. Not everybody can. Who do you think you are? You think you're some gadol hadar that can have the proper kavanas by kriyashma your wedding night? Come on, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Don't. It's like the opposite opinion. Which says over here. Here he says you don't worry about that, and there he says, what do you mean? You have to worry about that. So it's a stira. So Amar Biyachon Mechalaf Es Hashita. That's right. Switched around the shita, so it's not a stira. Rabbi Shisha Bar Davik Idi Omar Lo Tepach. You don't have to switch them around. The truth is, it's a kash on both of them. They're a bonan also. Here they say go to work. There they say you could be a big shot. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel over here says act like a Talmud Chacham. Over there he says don't act like a Talmud Chacham. Right? So it's not a stira. They're a bonan. They're a bonan. Lo kasha. Hacha over here by Tisha B'Av. Given the kuliyama of the malacha, everybody's going to work. The only people not going to work are Tamid Chachamim. So the whole train is packed with people, and you're not there. What are you not doing there? Right? Everyone's going to work. If everyone goes to work and you sit home, then what are you? So what kind of bitch are you? Who do you think you are? It's a problem. Hasam aval hasam by kriyashma kiven de kuli al makari. Most people read kriyashma. Why do most people read kriyashma? Because that's just the way they are. Either because they're not going to have kavana anyway, or b'zman hazeh, we don't have kavana, even if it's not your wedding night, so might as well say kriyashma anyway. V'ihu nami kari. So he's also going to read kriyashma. He's also going to do it. Right? The Mi'iri says, everybody, for how long is kriyashma already? How long does it take to say kriyashma? So for that 2 minutes, you can have kavana. It's your wedding night. For 2 minutes, you can have kavana. So everyone's doing it. What's in private?
One is how you view yourself, and one is how others will view you.
No, they're both how others are going to view you.
How does somebody know if you're saying kriyashma?
I hear.
What do we think of Yaakov Avinu? He says kriyashma.
That's tomorrow's daf. So lo mechzi ki yuhara. That's not considered yuhara. No, that's not tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is about when the brothers came to Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi. You're talking about Parshas Vayigash. So that's a different story. Anyway, Rishim ben Gamliel, that was a kriyashma. Thank you. When Yaakov saw Yosef and he said kriyashma, it was a kriyashma. It was thank you. Thank you for returning my son to me. How do you thank Hashem? Say kriyashma. No, so we have a chiyuv, a mitzvah to say kriyashma. So if you're not going to have kavana, what are you doing? So don't say kriyashma. So if you could have kavana, everyone can have kavana. You don't have to be a talmid chacham for 2 minutes to have kavana. Right? I'm not saying you're going to want some long, 6-hour shiur on your wedding night. That most people can't do that. But to say kriyashma for 2 minutes, you can do it. Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha. He's also not a kasha. Hasa by kriyashma, who do be in on kavana? No. By kriyashma, it requires kavana. You can't have kavana. Why not? Because you just got married. It's the last thing on your mind. It's Krishma. Therefore, Mechsekira. If you're going to be one of those ones, no, I can't have Kavana. Who do you think you are? What do you think? You're some Gadol Hadar? Therefore, don't do it. But over here, Lo Mechsekira. If you don't go to work, no one's going to, this is a little what Josh was alluding to, no one's going to think, if you don't go to work, no one's going to think you're some big frumak and you're some big Gadol Hadar that you're not going to work, some big shot. You know why? Amri Malachu de Leslie. But this guy doesn't have any work. How many unemployed people are out there in the street? So he also doesn't have work today. That's why he's home. It's not home because of Tisha B'Av. That's not the reason. Everyone else went to work. The reason is because he doesn't have anyone what to do. Therefore, if you can, you make yourself like a Talmid Chacham on Tisha B'Av, don't go to work. People aren't going to think anything. They can think he doesn't have work today. Okay. Now, we started this perek. That there's a minhag not to do work on Erev Tisha B'Av before Chatzos. After Chatzos, we said nobody did work. We're talking about before Chatzos. So now we went on a tangent of other things that are totally in minhag, like working on Tisha B'Av. Now we come back to Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah says, V'chachamim, that's what it says, V'chachamim, like we're going back to, and the Chachamim say, by the way, you should just know as a historical fact, or maybe as a minhag fact, B'Yehuda, in Yehuda, hayu osin malacha ba'arvei pesachim ad chatzos. In Yehuda, the minhag was to do malacha. That's the region of Yehuda, including the Beit HaMikdash area, right? The minhag there was to do malacha ad chatzos. U'begalil, and in the Galilee, in the up north, lo hayu osin kol ikar. They wouldn't do malacha whatsoever, at all. Halayla, what about the night before? What about the night before Erev Pesach? B'digas chametz night, what about that night? Halayla, the night before. Beishame Osrin. Beishame says it's Usr. Now, that's a very strong word. What do you mean Usr? It's a minug. So the Gemara is going to have to pick up on that. What does it mean Usr? Ubeitil Matirin. And Beitil said, no, it's Mutter. Ad Haneitzachama. Until dawn. Until Neitzachama, you could do work. You want to do work at night? Go right ahead. So the Gemara right away says, Meikara Tani Minhaga. It starts off with talking about Minhagim. Ulubasof Tani Isura. And Beishame says it's Usr. It's very harsh. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, Reb Meir. The first opinion was the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it's a tolly in minhag. Ha, Reb Yehuda. The Reb Yehuda says it's not a minhag. It's a mamash asr. Titanya, Amar Reb Yehuda, be Yehuda ha yosin malacha ba'ari pesach amal chatzos. In Yehuda, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach morning till chatzos. U'begalil, in the Galil, ain't a osin kolikar. They wouldn't do it. Ain't osin kol ikar, they wouldn't do it at all. Amr Meir, Ra Raya Yehuda v'Galil Lakan. Why are we mentioning these places? Ella, Makam Shalagu Lasas Malacha Osin, Makam Shalagu Shalasas Ain't Osin. Right? It all depends on Minhag. Now, Midik Amr Meir Minhaga, since Rav Meir said the word Minhag, Michlal, it must be Rabbi Yehuda who's arguing with him, Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda, Isura Ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda was held, it was mamish asr, not just a minhag. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda matirin, Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter, u'b'nei galil asurin. They said it's asr. The minhag ka'amar, if it's a minhag, my plug sayu derabe, what are they arguing about? Right? Ha Rabbi Yehuda nami haki havi amar. B'galil no'agin bo isr shechmir al'atzim, Rabbi Yehuda no'agin bo heter. If it's a minhag, what are you arguing about? My minhag is like this. No, my minhag is like this. Not an argument. Different minhag him. What are Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? They must be, so Meir says it's a minhag. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's asr. Not a minhag, it's asr. That's why the second half of the Mishnah, what about the night before? If it's machlokas, Beisham, Beisil, whether it's asr, what mean asr? Because it's asr. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asr, Erev Pesach, not a minhag. Now, Fesav Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Asr, Mutter, Fesav Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Asr, Mutter, Basias Malacha, in Yehuda. And does Rabbi Yehuda hold that in Yehuda it's mutter? Votanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamanachesh, if somebody pulls out something out of the ground, Bishlosha Asar, on the 13th of Nisan, Vinakra Biyado, and he's holding it in his hand. He pulled out something out of the ground, and he's holding it in his hand. Shosla B'makom Hatit. Put it back in a moist place. What's going on? Says Rashi, the 13th of Nisan is the day before Erev Pesach. Then comes Erev Pesach. Then comes Pesach. Then comes the first day Chol HaMoed, day after Pesach. That day is the day that everything that's growing in the ground becomes mutter, and there's no more Isser of Chadash. Right? They're going to bring the Omer. Now you're here on the 13th day, what'd you do? You pulled something out of the ground. That's Asr. It's Asr Chadosh. Says the Gemara, you did that by mistake, put it back in the ground. Let it get root, let it take root again right away, so that by the time it's 3 days go by, it'll be rerooted, and then it won't be Asr anymore. And that'll happen if you put it in a moist place. Right? Shirashi says, Shetamahar liklot kodem omer. You rushed to take it out before the omer was brought. Sheomer matir esha nishrashin. The omer matir is things that took root. Avol hanishrashin achara omer. If it took root after the omer, then asur mishum chadashat. You have an omer abba. You got to wait a whole year. So if you did it, took it out on the 13th by mistake, quickly put it back. Quickly put it back. Vein shlosu makom agrid. Don't put it back in a dry place. It's not going to take root. Takes 3 days. Now, why did this have to be on the 13th? B'shlosha asar in, b'arba asar lo. What if this happened on the 14th? 14th, you're too late. You ran out of time. Now, michti, 1 second. Shma'inam leilu Rabbi Yehuda. We heard from Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, kol har kavash ena koletes l'shoshi yamim, shuv ena koletes. It takes 3 days for something to take root. 3 days. V'yisogadadachayba asar mutter b'siyas malacha. If the 14th is mutter b'siyas malacha, why did this case have to be in the 13th? Even if it happened on the 14th. Vika ar besar, v'chamesar, u'miksas sheitzar. You have the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, the 15th, and then the 16th a little bit. You have 3 days. Amar Rava said, you know why we're talking about the 13th? Because Bigalosha, they're talking about up north. With the 14th of Pesach, he can't do malacha. So he says, 1 second, for Ika Laila, you have the night before. Now, who's doing things at night? Who's weeding at night? Okay. So, Amar Sheshes, Kim Beishamai. No, they had like, we're talking like Beishamai. We're not allowed to do the night before either. So, it has to be the 13th. Ravashi on Lo Olam Beis Hillel. It could even be Beis Hillel. Lefishi ain't dark and so many Adam, not La Nachesh Balaila. Who does work in the field at night? Nobody does that. Ravina Amar, Lo Olam Be Yehuda. It could even be in Yehuda. Uba Hashrasha, and this issue of taking root in 3 days, Chad Mixas Hayom Kulo Amrinan. We'll say one mixes the Yom Kukulo. In other words, it's the 14th, the 15th, and then part of the 16th. But Trey mixes the Yom Kukulo. We're not going to say this twice. We're not going to say on the 14th, you didn't plan the night before, because you don't plan the night. So it's in the morning now. So it's not even the full day of the 14th. So we're going to say mix the Yom Kukulo on the 14th, the 15th, and then mix the Yom Kukulo on the 16th. We only say one mixes the Yom Kukulo, not two. Therefore, it has to be on the 13th. Asks the Gaonim, already asked this question. No, the Yehuda asked this question. 1 minute. Mati's alluding to this. Mati's thinking this question and the wheels are spinning in his head. 1 minute. It's a question of Matzias. How many days does it take for the seed to take root? So what do you mean? We're not going to hold from a halachic concept of mixes hayom kukulo. That applies, you know, you sit Shiva for a little bit, mixes hayom kukulo. Fine, I hear that. Right, so the question is, Mitzias, how long does it take for a seed to take root? So you uprooted it, you put it back in. Well, when did you put it back in? I put it back in on the 14th. First I went to burn my chametz, then I went to the mikvah, then I did help my wife, then I put it back in the ground. Mitzias in Kukula. So it's the 14th, half a day, then the 15th, then the 16th, they're ready to bring the omer in the morning, you pull it out. Oh, you can't say two mitzias in Kukulos. Well, can you say even one?
Maybe it's
a Mitzias issue. Not a halachic issue.
Maybe it's a halachic issue. Maybe it's something that's in the ground for 3 days is considered.
That's exactly what he answers. The answer is no. It's a halachic issue also. It's not a mitzvah. It's a halachic issue. But whether or not it takes place in the ground for 3 days, it actually roots for 3 days, not the issue. It's a halachic 3 days. But having said that, we're not going to say mixes him twice. We'll only say it once. And therefore, it had to be on the 13th. So the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, you don't need all these 3 days, but you can't do it on the 14th, because there are Pesach. Okay. Now, Rebbeir Omer, Kal Malacha, Shehitzchil Ba Kodem La'arba Asar, This is a very complicated Mishnah. It's easy, but it's so complicated with the days, and we're going to get Chol HaMoed to be thrown in here. So, Rabbi Meir, very simple. Kol malacha, any malacha, shehitzchel ba, kodom la'arba asar, you started it beforehand, gomra ba'arba asar. You can finish it on the 14th. I guess this is whether he holds where malacha is mutter, if you finish it on the 14th, if you started it beforehand, you can finish. But don't start work on the 14th, even if it's mutter, even if you're in a town where they have malachas, manoah, don't start something now. Don't start your big project now on the 14th in the morning. Don't do that. Even if you can finish it. It's only a 1 hour project. But you really shouldn't be starting malachas on the 14th. Don't do that. Chacham omrim. Gimel umdus osa malacha v'ar p'lacham achatzos. There are three malachas you could do. Elohim, here they are. Hachaitin, you can go to the tailor for your fiant of clothing. Hasaparim, you can go get a haircut. Fakosin, you get you to go to the dry cleaner. Those three things you could do. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Afritz Anin, even you can go to the shoemaker. All these things you could do. To go now, to start busy with, I don't know, you're going to go to get, you know, a new door. And Erev Pesach, you're doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. Ibailahu, L'torech HaMoed Tanan. Now, 1 second. What about, is this for Torech HaMoed or not Torech HaMoed? Is it for the Yontif or not for the Yontif? L'torech HaMoed Tanan, Avol L'shol L'torech HaMoed, Afilu Migmar Nami Lo, according to Rav Meir. Is it only something that's Torech HaMoed? But if it's not Torech HaMoed, then you shouldn't even finish it? Don't even finish it. It's not Torech HaMoed. Let it go. Wait till after Yontif. O Dilma, Shol Torech HaMoed Tanan. No. That's something that's not for the Moed. If it's Tzarech HaMoed, of course you could do it. So I'm going to do my taxes. I'm going to start my taxes Erev Pesach. Don't do that. Don't do that. Now, what if you have 5 minutes left to your taxes? So can I finish my taxes on Erev Pesach? That's the whole issue over here. Nothing to do with the Moed. April 15th, not going to happen on Pesach. I can do it after Pesach. It's just as good. So is that something I should be doing now? Or O Dilma, kiven de tzarech hamoed, kiven de tzarech hamoed, ben shalol tzar. 1 second. Avol tzarech hamoed aschuli maschilinan. Yeah. O Dilma, ben letzarech hamoed, ben shalol tzarech migmar in aschule lo. So whether it's for the moed or not, doing my taxes is not for the moed. So can I finish my taxes? I can finish my taxes according to this. I shouldn't start my taxes, but I can finish them. So what exactly is going on here in this Mishnah? So Tashma. There's a brisa that fleshes that out a little bit. It says, "Lo yaschil, avo lo yaschil betchila ba'arba asar." You shouldn't start doing malacha on the Erev Pesach. Afilu tiltil katan, even a small string or something very, very insignificant. Afilu shechava katan, even a small yarmulke or a small hat or something. Maya afilu. What do you mean even? Should do anything. What do you mean even? So the answer is, lav afilu hani dilotzarech hamoed. I need this yarmulke, this hat for the yontif. I need it for yontif, the hat. So, migmar in, to finish up the work, that you can do. But it's chule lo. I can't start. That's what it means, afilu. Even if it's something so small, take you 2 minutes. No, don't do it. Michlal, the shalol letzorich, if it's not letzorich, for yontif, like my taxes, migmar nami lo gamrina. I shouldn't be busy with my tax on Erev Pesach, even if it takes me 10 more minutes, I'll finish. Don't do it. Wait till after yontif. Lo, that's not what the Mishnah means. La'olam, the shalol tzarech, migmar nami gamrinan. Even if it's shalol tzarech, like my taxes, I could finish them on Erev Pesach as long as I started them beforehand. Umay afilu, what does it mean afilu? Afilu hani nami, the zutri ninu. Even this, which is such a small job, it's so small, the salgadai tachamina has chalason zuhi gamar malachton. That my starting is my finishing. It's the same, it takes 2 minutes. So starting, it's finishing. Naschil behula nami lechachila, that I could do also. Kamash malon, you can't even do that. You can't do that. Even though the starting and the finishing, it's not tzarech hamoed, you can't even do it. Tashma. Let's try to bring another brisa. Rabshit Rameir Omer, kol malacha shul tzarech hamoed, any malacha that is for yontif, gomer ba'arba asar. You could finish it on the 14th. Emesai, when is that? The man shahaskil ba kodem arba asar. That's as long as you started it before the 14th. Avalo yitzchil ba kodem arba asar. But if you didn't start it before the 14th, Lo yaschil ba arba asar. You can't start it on the 14th. Afilu tzilzul katan. Afilu shachava katan. Even a very small job. L'torach hamoed in. Fiyant if you can do it. Shlo l'torach hamoed lo. And if not fiyant if you can't do it. Right? So it's the first side of the suffix. Only malacha that's needed for yantiv, you can finish, you can't start. If it's not for the moed, you can't even finish. Sigmar says, "Hu adin no, afilu shlol tzorech nami gamrinan." Even if it's not for the tzorech, like your taxes, maybe you can't finish an erev Pesach. V'akamash balan. What's the chiddush over here? Da afilu tzorech hamoed. Even if it's for yantiv, migmar in aschule lo. Even if it's for yantiv, you can't start a malacha. You can finish, but you can't start. Okay. Tashma, there's another brisa. Reb Meir Omer, kol malacha shehi l'tzarech ha-moed, gomra. Any malacha that you need for yantif, you can finish. Barba asar, on the 14th. V'she'en l'tzarech ha-moed, asar. And if it's not tzarech ha-moed, it's asar. Some say, what does it mean, asar? It's a tall thing, it's a minog. Okay. V'osin malacha ba'arvi p'zachem al-chatzos, makam shenagu. And there was a minog to do malacha until chatzos, wherever there's such a minog. Makam shenogu in, lo makam shenogu lo. Whether there was a minog, yeah. Whether there was no minog, no. Shma mina, you see from here, l'tzorech ha-moed in, shol l'tzorech ha-moed lo, shma mina. That all depends on tzorech ha-moed. So taxes, you cannot do an erev Pesach. Even if you're going to finish them, even if it takes 10 more minutes. That you shouldn't be doing. Tzorech ha-moed, to finish, according to this. To finish, yes. To start, no. The Chum Omim, Shalosh Umnos. The Chum said there are three things you could do, which is going to the dry cleaner, going to the tailor, getting a haircut, and Rabbi Yossi added getting your shoes fixed. So Tana, Hachaitan, the going to the tailor, Shekein Hedyot, Tofer Kedarko B'Cholosh Omoed. Because a Hedyot will attempt to fix something, do it tailoring, some sewing. A hedyot also can do it on Chol HaMoed. Since a hedyot can do it on Chol HaMoed, you can do it erev Pesach. Vasaparin, Vakovsin. Why is it okay to get a haircut? The question is, when is this? Is this before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Why is it that you can get a haircut and go to the laundry and go to the dry cleaner on erev Pesach? Because Shekein Habam in Medina Sayam, if someone comes from overseas, Vayotzei Beis Azur, and someone comes out of prison, Misaparin Vachavsin B'Chol HaShemoed. Even on Chol HaMoed, normally you're not supposed to. Did you get a haircut or go to the dry cleaner? But the guy comes from overseas, he didn't have a chance beforehand. That's the issue. He didn't have an opportunity beforehand. You let him on Chol HaMoed. Since you let him on Chol HaMoed in certain cases, we'll let you in erev Pesach also. And the Yosef Yehuda Omer Af HaRatzanin, even shoes, Shekein Oli Regalim, Misaknin, Ma'amalehin B'chol HaShemoed. Because Oli Regalim, the people that were Oli Regal, would fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. Michael Miflugi, that's what they're arguing about. Whether you can fix shoes or not. Mar Savar. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yossi held, Lemeidin Tchilas Malacha Misof Malacha. Just like the Tchilas Malacha, just like I'm allowed to fix my shoes at the end of the job, I gotta go back home, I'm allowed to fix my shoes, so I can fix my shoes beforehand also. And Mar Savar, Ein Lemeidin Tchilas Malacha Misof Malacha. The Chum say we don't hold like that, and therefore you can't, shoes not on the list, only the other three things. Fine? Okay. Yeah. The connection is that they have very, very similar halachas. In the sense that the next mission is going to flesh it out even more. This in the sense that they're both quasi-asr malacha, but there's a heterim under certain circumstances, like a Chol HaMoed. Heterim under certain circumstances. If you're going to lose money, if you need it. So therefore, that's why they're connected. Not 100% connected, they're a little bit connected. The next mission is going to say it straight out. Now, the next mission is very dry. It doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. None of us have animals, these kinds of animals. But it's a Mishnah, it's Gemara, we're going to go through it. And it's a connection between Chol HaMoed and erev Pesach much clearly. So the issue is as follows. It says the Mishnah, Moshivin Shovachin L'Tarnagolim B'Yadalad. You have a chicken coop, and you have chickens on the eggs. And one of the chickens ran away. You could return the chicken to the eggs on erev Pesach. Now, that's the first one. Moshivin, right? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't have to, not running away. That's the next one. You could set it up. You could put a chicken on an egg on Erev Pesach. You go sit here and you lay the eggs. V'tarnegoles shebarcha, and if a chicken ran away, machzirinosa lumkoma. We could put it back. Okay? V'yemesa, and if the chicken died, moshivin acheres tachta. We could put a different chicken in its place. All this is mutter and Erev Pesach. Garfin mitachas ragle behema biyodalad. You're allowed to sweep away the all the dung in the barn by the raglim of the by the raglayim of the behema. That's where it falls over there. By the you can sweep that away. Ubumoed barachalamoed misalkin litzdadim. You really can't sweep it away. You can push it off to the side a little bit, not more than that. Says Rashi. Garfin, the last Rashi before the Gemara. Garfin, umashlichin lachutz. And you can take it outside. You can do whatever you want. Bemoe, but achalamoid, shechomer yoser, which is more machmur, in mashlichin lachutz, you can't take it outside, elamasachin litztatim. You can just sweep it to the side. Why did the Mishnah, we're not talking about hilchas chalamoid here. Why did the Mishnah even mention that? Exactly. There's a little bit of a connection between the two of them, and the halachas are similar. So the Mishnah found that that's there, and by the Chalamoid you can't do this as much. Erev Pesach is not so machmal Chalamoid. Next. Molichin Kalim. You could bring Kalim, Ume Vion, and take them home, mi beis ha'uman. From the fixing place. Let's use a dry cleaner. You could bring clothes to the dry cleaner, and you could pick up clothes from the dry cleaner on Erev Pesach. Afal pi, she'en l'mitzarech ha'moed. Even if it's not for the moed, it's my dungarees from work. I could drop them off, or pick them up on Erev Pesach. Now we're going to talk about, for a while now, we're going to talk about the chickens. So, Hashta, it said that Osuve Masvinon, that you're allowed to set up a chicken on Erev Pesach to lay eggs. So, Adur Mibaya? Did I need the Mishnah to tell me the next case that you could return the chicken? You could return the chicken if it ran away. That obvious. I could start from scratch in Erev Pesach. I could for sure return it. It's obvious. Why did the Mishnah say that? So Amar Abaya, Seifa Asal Nachalamoid. Now that was talking about Chalamoid. Even in the first line of the sentence, the first line of the Mishnah, it was talking about Chalamoid. On Chalamoid, it's awesome to set up a chicken on Shabbat on Chalamoid. Put the chicken there for the first time. If it ran away, you can put it back. That you can do. But to set it up, you're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, Diktoni machzirin, where it says you can put it back, that's talking about chalamoid. B'chal shalamoid kamar, hachi kamar, moshivin shochavim b'yadala. On Erev Pesach, you're allowed to set up a chicken coop. B'tarnagol and shabarach, b'chal shalamoid machzirin also misham hefzid beitim. But if it's on chalamoid and it ran away, you can't set it up on chalamoid. You shouldn't be doing that. But if you did it already beforehand, now one of them ran away, you can fix it. What? The davra avid mutter, I'm going to lose all the eggs, are going to die. All the eggs are not going to, they're not going to grow. I'm going to lose them all, so for a loss, you're allowed to do some kind of malacha. Amr Huna, lo shanu, this din, that you're allowed to return chickens on chalamoid, but you can't set them up on chalamoid, this din, ela toch shlosha limarada, it's only talking about if it's within 3 days of the chicken running away. 3 days of its marud, its rebellion. It's within 3 days of running away. Dakati lo parach tzimtzamine. Because the heat of the egg, the heat of the situation didn't go away yet. So you could save them. Or, v'achar shlosha li yeshivasa, de pseidola boi legamri. Because if it's after 3 days, it's going to for sure cause a, it's going to for sure die. Rashi says, "Shekvar Yashva Alein Shloshi Yamim Kodim Shamda Meilein Ukvar Nishdanu Harbeitim Gimlo Tavzer Harein Avudim." It's already, it was already sitting for 3 days, so they can't be eaten anymore. There's too much growth; you can't eat them. The too much growth, but they're not going to hatch. So that in that case, you can return them on Chalamoid. Avlacha Shloshim Lebrod. But if it's more than 3 days that they ran away, the Parach LeTimra, the heat went away. Mine V'Tok Shloshim LeYishivasa. And it's within 3 days, and the mother didn't sit on it for at least 3 days. They're not going to lose, not a total loss. Lo mahadrinon, you don't return the chicken. So we're very, very machmir on chalamoid. When do we let you go to work? It's only in this case where the mamash is going to be lost. Rabbi Amar, Even within 3 days, you can return it. What are they arguing about? Mar Savar, the first one hold, Lefsin Ruba Chashashu, Lefsin Muat Lo Chashashu, only for a big loss. Umar Savar, Lefsin Muat Nami Chashashu. And Ravami was even about a small loss, not going to be able to eat them or something, he allowed you to fix them also. Okay. Then we said the next thing was, Gorfin Mitachas. You could sweep underneath the sweep away the dung of on Erev Pesach, completely get it out of the barn, but on Chol HaMoed, only sweep it away, you can't get it out of the barn. Just make it more comfortable for the animals, that's it. Tanur Rabbanan, Hazevel Shebachatzar, if you have Zevel in your yard, so Misalkin Oso Litzdadin. 1 second, when is this? Doesn't say when it is. Stam Zevel in your yard, Misalkin Oso Litzdadin, if it's actually in the barn or in the refes is a barn or it's in your chatzar, right, then you can take it out to the garbage. So it doesn't make sense. Gufa kasha, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Amarta zevel shel bechatzar misalkan osol stutin. It said if you have zevel in the chatzar, you sweep it to the side. Father tani sheber refes v'sheb bechatzar motzi osol ashba. Then the very next sentence says, "If you have zevel in the chutzner, you can take it. You can sweep it. You can take it out. Which one is it?" So Amar Abaye lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan, one's talking about be yadalid, and kan bechalo shel moed. That's right. One's talking about chalo moed, and one's talking about an erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you can do more, get rid of it in a bigger way than on chalo moed. Rava Amar, no. Hava ha bechalo shel moed. They're both chalo moed. Hachi kamer. Here's what's going on. Im nasek chutzner kerefes. If your chutzner is like a barn, and you can't, there's no way to take it, motzi nasa la'ashba, then there's no way to sweep it, then you can take it fully outside, not an issue. Right. Then we said, molichim kelim, you could take the dry cleaning, you could drop it off, umevin, and you could pick it up, mibeitu uman, from the dry cleaner. Amar of Papa, badik lon rava, Tanan, our Mishnah, but Rava was medakta, he read this Mishnah very carefully. He said, Tanan, our Mishnah says, Molichin, you could drop it off, Umevin, and you could pick it up, Kalim, the Kalim, Mibesi Uman. Afal pi she'en on Lutzara Chamoy. Even if I don't need it for Chalamoy, even if I don't need it for Yantif, forget Chalamoy, I don't need it for Yantif, I'm dropping off my dungarees on Erev Pesach, why am I doing that? I don't even need it for Yantif. Viruminu, in Moed Cotton, it says the opposite. Moed Cotton says, Ain bevi'in kelim beis u'man. You're not going to pick up things from the beis u'man on erev yontif. V'im chashishu lohen shema yignevu, and you're afraid the guy's going to steal it. The guy's not going. You're going to walk in and say, "Can I have my suit?" They'll say, "What suit? Here's the receipt. That's not my receipt. Whatever it is, you're afraid of that." Then mafan and lochatzar acheres, so you can bring it to someone else's house. At least you get it out of the guy. You get it out of that guy's house. You don't have to. You don't bring it in. So umashaninan lo kasha, and we said it's not a kasha. Kan, when is it mutter? Our mishnah is mutter ba'arba asar on erev Pesach. Kan b'chalos shel moed. When was the moed cotton gemara talking about on chalos moed? Why are you going on chalos moed to pick up clothes you don't need for yontif? Why are you doing that? You're afraid the guy's going to rob you? Then bring it to someone else's house. Get it out of that guy's house, out of that guy's store. She can't bring it home. Our mishnah didn't bring it home. Our mishnah was talking about erev Pesach. The boy same will give you another answer. Ha b'ha chalamoid. They're both talking about chalamoid. For lo kasha, kad mamino, kad mishena mamino. It depends. Do you trust the guy or not? If you trust him, let it stay there. If you don't trust him, you don't have to let it stay there. I v'atanya mevi'in kelev beis uman. It says you could pick up kelev from the beis uman. You could go and kad the beis hakadar. You can pick up your jugs from the jug guy. The coast the beis hazageg and the coast from the coast guy, right? Aval lo temer beis hatzeva. Below Caleb, the base of Uman, but you can't pick up dye, wool, or tseva, or dyes from the base of Uman. If you mean lo ma yochel, and if you don't have what to eat, you need business. So notin lo scharo umenicho etzlo. Then you can do it. If you mean mamino, and if you don't trust the guy, menichin bebayit asamachlo. Bring it to the first house you can. At least you get it out of that guy's store. If you're afraid the guy's going to rob you, Mevi'in b'tzina b'tzoch beiso. Then you can even bring it into your house, b'tzina, in some secret way. Nobody shall see. Okay. Now, tirat the mevi'in. That all explains picking it up. Malik and kasha. What about dropping it off? We're talking about picking it up. Do you trust him? What do you do? Right? All these kids. All these, you know, I don't need it, but do I trust him? Do I not trust him? I bring it to someone else. That's all picking it up. What about dropping it off? How can you drop it off? Diktani, ein mevi'in, u'kolshkin, ein malichin. What are you dropping it off for? Therefore, Ela machvarta kedeshini meikara. Now the answer must be the difference between Chol Hamoed and Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you want to drop it off, Erev Pesach? Nothing wrong with that. Chol Hamoed, you shouldn't even drop things off. Right? Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Should we stop it? Should we do the Mishnah? Fine, we'll do the Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah. Long daf tomorrow. We'll do the Mishnah. Yeah. Shisha Dvarim Asu Anche Yericho. There are six things that the Anche Yericho did. Al Shlosha. One second. Shisha Dvarim Asu Anche Yericho. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadam. On three, the rabbis protested. The Al Shlosha Lo Michu Biyadam. And on three, the rabbis didn't protest. The Elohim. Here they are. By the way, what on earth is this doing over here? What's this Mishnah doing here? What does this Mishnah have to do with Pesach? Nothing, right? The answer is that one of these things has to do with Erev Pesach.
What about the fact that we just went through other things that people did?
No, because it was Minhagim. So that's the pattern. The Mishnah had a pattern. So we talked about things that some say this is a Minhag. It's not a Minhag because everything was memorized. So the pattern was, there were other things that are totally in Minhag. That's fine. Then we went back to Erev Pesach. Now about six things Yericho did, three they upset, three they were not upset. Elo, here they are. Shlom Yichu B'Yadam. Markivin Dekolim Kol Hayom. Number one.
He starts meaning verbs, right?
What?
He starts saying, six things, three they protested or not. And then they start with this one they did protest.
I hear. So the first thing is, Markivin Dekalim, didn't get upset. Markivin Dekalim Kaleom. They were grafting palm trees the whole day Erev Pesach. Didn't say a word. Number two, Vikarchin Es Shema. They did something with Shema. It's a machlokas what they did, we'll do it tomorrow. That's where the brothers come up with Baruch Shem Kavod. They'll do it tomorrow. Number three, Vikotsrin Vigochin Lifneha Omer. They were cutting and piling up before the Omer. And they didn't say a word. What's that? They were cutting, piling up before the Omer? So Rashi says, Daha heter gomerhu. It's totally motivated to do that. How could that be? And they didn't have to wait a year. The kayam alone, because we learned, b'menachas, perekub b'shmol, b'makom shi'ata mevi atakotar. You're allowed to harvest in a place where you can't bring the Omer from. You can't bring the Omer from a place, then you're allowed to harvest. Right? She'uvetvuas Yericho shel amakim hu. Yericho was in the valley. Ve'eino k'sheru l'menachos. It's not good for menachos anyway. Ditnan ein mevi'in solos l'menucha v'lo beis ha'shlichin v'lo beis ha'omek. Since it wasn't good anyway, you can't bring anyway from over here. U'lahachi eino k'sheru l'omer. Therefore, it's not k'sheru for the omer. The ein menachos boz mimenu tibi'inan mishabeach yaret Yisrael. You got to bring the omer from the best part of Israel, not from the non-good part. The fin hasum zereshava eretz eretz.
No, the
Omer. But well, really both. Right? Right. It's really both. Now, the Elu Shemichu Biyadam. The following things they did protest about. Number one, Matirin Gimzios Shel Hektish. They permitted a guy planted, one of the fathers of somebody planted a tree, and he donated the tree to the Beit HaMikdash. And they used the leaves of the tree for their own benefit. And the Chacham said, what are you doing? And what were they thinking? They were thinking, well, they donated the tree, they didn't donate the leaves. So the leaves grew next year, that's not part of it, that doesn't belong to the Beit HaMikdash, we're allowed to use them. The Chacham said, not allowed to. That's number one. Number two, V'ochlin mitachas hanesharim b'shavis, complicated Gemara. They ate from fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos. Complicated Gemara, we'll get to that tomorrow. And number three, v'nosdin pei liyerek. They gave pei on vegetables, which is something you're not supposed to do. What's the big avera? You give pei on vegetables? What's the big avera? And v'michu b'yad nochacham. The chacham got upset about that. What's the big avera? You give pei on some vegetables. What's the big avera? So you're giving more tzedakah to aniyim? The answer is because pei is not chayiv in trumas and maaseros. So the more pei you give, yeah, you're being very nice to the aniyim, but you're stealing from the kohanim. So don't give pei on vegetables. Don't do that. So those are the six things. Tomorrow we're going to discuss each one of these things in length. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.